Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday explained his abrupt departure from the 2024 presidential race to Americans in a nationally televised address from the White House.
Nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
The 81-year-old Biden ended his campaign Sunday after rejecting weeks of pressure from fellow Democrats to step aside after a disastrous debate performance on June 27th. His performance raised alarms among the party that Biden's frail appearance confirmed voters' doubts that he could serve a second term and could lead to massive losses in both the House and Senate in the November elections. The woman whom Biden has endorsed to replace him at the top of the Democratic ticket was on the campaign trail Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke before members of the African-American sorority Zeta Phi Beta in Indianapolis, telling audience the voters have a serious decision to make in November.
I believe we face a choice between two different visions for our nation, one focused on the future, the other focused on the past. And with your support, I am fighting for our nation's future.
Democrats are poised to formally nominate Harris and her running mate by early next month. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The convention's Rules Committee has approved a proposal where delegates from around the country will be able to vote on potential presidential candidates to replace President Joe Biden, who abandoned his re-election bid last weekend. Harris is the only major Democrat to announce publicly that she's seeking the nomination. That means that she'll likely be approved in balloting beginning August 1st, 18 days before the party's convention opens in Chicago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is VOA News. Former President Donald Trump turned his attention towards Vice President Harris during a campaign rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday.
So now we have a new victim to defeat, Lion Kamala Harris. Lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe. The most incompetent and far-left vice president in American history.
The Republican nominee attacked Harris over the Biden administration's immigration policies. The rally was Trump's first public campaign event since Biden dropped out of the expected rematch of their 2020 contest. A senior U.S. official said Wednesday negotiations on the ceasefire for hostages deal in the Gaza conflict appeared to be in their closing stages as President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet Thursday to discuss any remaining gaps. Crowds gathered around a mud pit containing dead bodies on Wednesday as volunteers dug for survivors of landslides that have killed 229 people and displaced thousands more in southern Ethiopia. Humanitarian agencies scrambled to rush emergency relief aid to the stricken community after the deadliest such incident recorded in Ethiopia. A United Nations official told AFP that around 14,000 affected people, including children and pregnant women, need to be evacuated immediately because of the risk of further landslides in the remote area. Images broadcast on regional state television showed residents using shovels and bare hands to dig through vast mounds of reddish mud. The Nigerian government held an emergency meeting Wednesday in response to planned nationwide protests over governance issues and the cost of living. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja.
Wednesday's emergency meeting comes a day after President Bola Tinubu made a public appeal through his information minister, Mohammed Idris Malagi, asking citizens not to go through with planned protests. More than 40 cabinet members attended the meeting, including the secretary to the government, the national security advisor, and ministers. Malagi told journalists after the meeting that authorities are working hard to address the grievances of the people, but that the government will need more time. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.